Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Time to talk books with Catherine Robertson. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're getting plenty of reading in these days?
Lots of reading. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm chairing the Hawke's Bay Readers and Writers Festival, and so we get to go get a whole bunch of reading copies of the books, you know, that we might be doing sessions on. So
oh, how good.
Perks,
I love that.
Perks for the job.
And what will you be talking to us about today?
I've got three novels, and I chose these three because they're just terrific fun. And I think, you know, when the world outside feels like it's a bit of a dumpster fire, you know, you need a little escapism.
Great.
Entertainment.
Perfect. So first up is Take Two. Danielle Hawkins, I know this name.
Yeah. She's a New Zealand writer. Take Two is her latest. It's her fifth novel, but her last book was actually non-fiction. It was called Two Shakes of a Lamb's Tail. And it covered a year in her life as a sheep and beef farmer in Otorohanga. And she's also a part-time large animal vet. I don't know where she finds time to actually write, but there you go.
But don't some of the most interesting writers have entire other careers and lives? Now, her name's escaping me, but this one is a surgeon, starts with an E,
I
think.
Eileen Merriman.
I know.
She's like a machine. I think she's cloned herself, you know. There's some medical thing going on there. She's just insane, her output.
Yeah. Okay, so Danielle Hawkins, though.
Yeah, I mean, she's my favourite funny author. I love her work. And Take Two is totally on form. It is set mainly in a rural community, which she obviously does very well. And the story is that 7 years after breaking up with her long-term boyfriend, Doug, Laura finds herself back at his family's farm, roped into helping out Doug's dad, who's dying of cancer, his mum, who's managed to break her leg, and the two small children that Doug's had with his new wife, who's in the hospital with their premature third baby. And sort of to add to all these complications, Laura finds herself attracted to the other key helper, which is Doug's younger brother, Mick. And so Danielle, honestly, she writes family dynamics brilliantly, and I would say with equal parts dry wit and compassion. Mm-hmm. And I have not read another writer who gets small children, the characters of small children, so absolutely spot on.
Oh, great.
The two small children in this are like some of the most important characters in the whole thing.
Yeah,
she's seriously good. Takes children seriously and understands them. So Take Two, yeah, absolutely, smart as a whip, really funny, but it's also very moving. Her first book, which was called Dinner at Roses, was also quite sad and poignant, which I think is really lovely, and this one is too. So, you know, bring your tissues to wipe your eyes from laughing as well as possibly a few tears.
What a great recommendation. Is it feeling new, Take Two?
Yeah, no, it just came out on 26th March, so brand new, spanking new, in stores now.
Great. That's Danielle Hawkins is the author. And then how about Diet Vale?
Diet Vale. Normally I wouldn't read horror, but I got to read this one. And it's a comedy horror, Diet Vale, by Sydney Hunter, which is actually a pen name of a Hawke's Bay writer, Mapete, Andrine Lowe. Andrine's a really successful self-published author who writes in a variety of genres. And this is her beginning. I think this is her first comedy horror, and she's got one more coming out. So the premise of Diet Vale is brilliant and very dark. So Marilyn has recently inherited her husband's fortune after he conveniently dropped dead in the divorce lawyer's office. And she decides to treat herself to a week at an exclusive weight loss clinic. But it turns out not to be the luxury break she hoped for. No spoilers, but Marilyn ends up fighting for her life against some very bad people doing some truly nauseating things, not for radio consumption.
Yeah. Sounds like a book of great imagination.
It's fabulous. And her humour is brilliant. She has this great line, which I deeply envied, about two of the characters that work in this place are identical twins. And the character mentions that you don't see many of those outside of, you know, primary school. And I thought, oh, my God, that's true. You only see them together at primary school and then you don't. Amazing. But so it's a total hoot, but it is also a proper horror. So readers, consider yourself warned. It is available through most ebook platforms, but it's also available at Wardenny Books in Napier and Havelock North.
Love it. Thank you. So that's maybe one you might be less likely to have come across in your own sort of travels. Diet Vale by Sydney Hunter. Catherine Robertson talking about some favourite books. And Queen, King, Ace.
Yeah, so I've talked about Olivia Hayfield's books before, and that is the pen name of Auckland writer Sue Copsey. And her series started a few years back with Wife After Wife, which was really successful and like a genius modern take.
Yes, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, yeah, Henry VIII and his six wives. And it started in the 80s and sort of came to, you know, the present day. And that and the next two novels were published here and overseas, but the publisher didn't go for this one, which I think they are losing out. So Sue published it herself, and, you know, good on her. The cover line for King, Queen, Ace is "Britain is broken, it needs a new hero." And this happens to be tennis star Arthur Ace Penhaligon.
Arthur, that's a good name for a hero, isn't it?
Well, of course, it's based on the legendary King Arthur. So history purists might object, but Sue/Olivia also brings back her other characters, particularly Eliza Rose, who was a modern-day Queen Elizabeth I, and head of her father's media giant Rose Corporation. And she and Ace, you know, kind of fall for each other for a bit. And, you know, the question is, can she and Ace revive a failing Britain and be together, or the ghosts in their past make it impossible? It has lots of Easter eggs for history buffs, because Sue takes her history really seriously. Yeah. And so there are lots of like little secret, you know, kind of jokes in there that if you know history, you'll get. And honestly, it's the perfect combination for me of like intelligence and wit and high entertainment. It's absolutely cracking.
Fantastic. And what a great little niche for her to have discovered. Because, if, you know, if you like this sort of thing, I imagine there's all sorts of possibilities for her to write in the future. And self-published means she's got control and...
I know. And I think, honestly, somebody should pick it up. But, I mean, she's great. She's perfectly capable of making this a huge success on her own right. And she gets to do cool things. Like, the previous book, Notorious, was about a modern Richard III. And she gets to kind of, you know, do things with the Richard III Society. Mm. And I think she's just written an article on some sort of royalty, you know, magazine for, you know, did King Arthur really exist, etc., which is hilarious.
Love it. Thank you, Catherine. Really great finds there. Love to have you on as always.
Talk soon.
Catherine Robertson. That final book she was talking about there was Queen, King, Ace. Before that, Diet Vale and Take Two by Daniel Hawkins.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.